hadronic supercriticality in spherically expanding sources, application to GRB prompt emission, by Iolia Floru et al. Relativistic hadronic plasmas can become under certain conditions supercritical, abruptly and efficiently releasing the energy stored in protons through photon outbursts. Past studies have tried to relate the features of such hadronic supercriticalities (HSC) to the phenomenology of gamma-ray burst (GRB) prompt emission. In this work we investigate, for the first time, HSC in adiabatically expanding sources. We examine the conditions required to trigger HSC, study the role of expansion velocity, and discuss our results in relation to GRB prompt emission. We find multipulse light curves from slowly expanding regions UEXP is less than or equal to 0.01C that are a manifestation of the natural HSC quasi-periodicity, while single-pulse light curves with a fast rise and slow decay are found for higher velocities. The formation of the photon spectrum is governed by an in-source electromagnetic cascade. The peak photon energy is approximately 1 MeV, approximately 1 GeV, for maximum proton energies approximately 1 to 10 PeV, 1 to 10 EeV, assuming a jet Lorentz factor 100. Peak gamma ray luminosities are in the range 10 to the power of 49 minus 10 to the power of 52 erg/s1, with the MeV peaked spectra being approximately 100 to 300 times more luminous than their GeV peaked analogs. HSC bursts peaking in the MeV are also copious approximately 10 TeV neutrino emitters, with an all-flavor fluence approximately 10% of the gamma ray 1. The hypothesis that typical long-duration GRBs are powered by HSC could be tested in the near future with more sensitive neutrino telescopes like IceCube Gen 2. This was Hadronic Supercriticality in Spherically Expanding Sources, Application to GRB Prompt Emission, by Iolia Floru et al.